Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Ilona Europa, Accent On, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific time. I'm here in my beautiful studio and I'm celebrating mostly my guests. Today, very special show for me, as we will be talking about friendships, about music, about animals and how much we love them. We will be just talking like three girlfriends, which we are ready. So, I need to introduce my new friend, although I see you from time to time at Bob's studio. And Bob is a husband of Michelle's. Michelle's was here a few times already, but yeah, she will introduce again herself to us. But when it comes to you, Lisa, I see you sometimes in the studio. And you look glamorous today. I love your blouse and stuff like that. And I didn't really recognize you today because I saw you maybe a year ago. And now you come so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Just so nice. And I will never have you in my studio if not for Michelle. Because, yes, we were talking about animals. We were talking about dogs and travels and fun and stuff like that. And she just said, I have this amazing friend who will be perfect for your show. I'm like, who is she? So right away I knew because I remember you. And then she said, wow, she's so independent. She's so lovely and so just wonderful friend of mine. And her love towards animals is above and beyond. So I'm like, I want to know more. So that's how Michelle connected me and gave me your website. You sent it to me all links. Looks amazingly. So again, we have very, very special lady here. And your name is?
Lisa Robert of Tail a Cab Pet Transport.
Very important, I think, for people to hear this one more time. The website we will be repeating over and over because you cannot find somebody like Lisa easily. And for everybody who is just crazy about their own animals, doesn't matter what type, and she will tell us about it, this is the one that we want to call her. If you have a dog you need to give for adoption, if you have somebody who just wants to be more charitable and work towards this cause with Lisa, and first and foremost, if you want to travel somewhere with dogs, which I can't even imagine how complicated and troublesome this could be, she is the person to call and contact. She will make this so easily. Very, very special place and very special lady. So one more time, your website.
It's www.tailacab.com. The name of the company is Tail a Cab Pet Transport, kind of a play on words of hail a cab.
Yes. So now we know, sounds this so beautifully and officially. You, Michelle, your name is officially?
Michelle Tyler.
Yes. And you sometimes are using another name.
Well, my real name, Michelle Weitz.
Yeah, I know, because when people love you and know you, and they are confused. With me, I'm telling you, people, I have so many names, I don't even know who I am anymore. I have my first husband name, second husband name, I have my stage name, and he's like, you know who I am.
Yeah.
I have, you know, like, life is funny. But yes, I know you both, and people probably who know you all flip to your Facebook pages, they are sometimes maybe confused because outside
Good
of
name.
Being you, Michelle, with two names, you have your website that is devoted to tribute bands.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we know now that Lisa represents her own company and name is?
Telecab Pet Transport.
And Michelle, she's my friend, both of them, great singer, and she's a star of the few configuration of bands that have something to do with Fleetwood Mac. So
yes.
Please describe to us the three names.
Well, we have, excuse me, we have Mirage, Visions of Fleetwood Mac. This is a Facebook page. And we have Belladonna, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, which is another separate tribute band. And then we have our acoustic trio called Run Out Groove.
So you are both very, very, very busy.
And,
very busy.
And, you know, I don't know if Lisa told you, but we met through the music business. Mm-hmm. And we were in the same, well, we played in the tribute bands together.
So that's very good mm-hmm. because, of course, Lisa can talk can talk about herself as a musician and singer. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met her in the studio. But you can maybe introduce your friend to us and then she will add something. So you said you met her when she was singing tribute band. What type of tribute band?
She joined my tribute band.
Okay.
Belladonna, like a
she
long time ago.
One of the best tribute bands in LA.
She was great.
That's for sure. Has so many people on Facebook who loves you and you have people who follow you everywhere. And the amount of concerts and tours that you are doing right now, I can say you can compare yourself to Fleetwood Mac because you, in August, I think you are like every day almost on a tour. You know, I'm talking tribute band, one of the bestest for sure. So you'll talk to us about your concerts and past concert and the newest one and the coolest one that you have ahead of you. I cannot wait. And we'll be playing three beautiful songs and versions of your versions of very known hits. Now, let's focus on Lisa. Lisa. How did you even decide to become your own independent woman with your own business and why you devoted your life to animals?
Well, my whole life I was an actor and a singer and a dancer. And to support myself in the arts, I had different trades that I learned as well. I was a massage therapist, a hairdresser. I did everything. And as I grew older, I wanted to find a niche where I could do it as an older person. And I had a friend in Texas who was working for a pet relocation company. And I had dinner with her one day. And she simply said to me across the table, you know what you should do? You should be a pet taxi in Los Angeles. There is a great need for that service. And I didn't even at the time know what she was talking about. Pet taxi, what is that? Yeah. Like most people say. And she started to explain it to me. And because I had her knowledge of working in the office and she basically was a coordinator for international and domestic travel throughout the U.S. for anyone who wanted to either ship their pets overseas on an airplane or ground transport or air in the U.S., she was a coordinator. So she opened my eyes to a system in every city, at every major hub airport that needs taxi drivers that are licensed, bonded, and insured to carry pets to the airport, pick them up from the airport, customs clearance, taking the health documents to the USDA for endorsement, taking the dog to the vet if you wanted that as a service for the health documents. And there was this whole world that I didn't even know about. And it's so funny because after that conversation that day, I went back to LA and it sat with me for like 1 minute. And I said, the next day I emailed her, I said, where do I sign up? How do I do this? And I was so lucky because I had her to guide me. Yes. A lot of people ask me all the time, how do I do it? And I mean, I could definitely help you do it. You'd be my competition, but, and believe me, I've helped many, but, you know, it's a lot. It's so funny. I have to attribute this whole thing to my friend, Christina, who said this to me because she made it seem so easy.
Wow. Hi, she was Christina.
Like, she was like, you can do it. It's not a big deal.
Whoa.
Just put the dog in the back of your car and drive it down the road.
No, it's not
and it was
like
so funny.
That.
I think, you know what? She really gave me a lot of support and encouragement. And that's why I thought I could do it. And as I evolved through the years, I realized how complicated it is, actually. And it's okay. It's been a growing process, and it's so much fun to.
Okay, but there are lots of aspects to just taking dog from somebody else's
house
and take it domestically or internationally. So, can you just describe us the day in your life? So, you have a client who wants to have a dog to be taken from their house and maybe delivered to Los Angeles or further.
Yeah.
So is this 2 hours or hour trip?
Somebody round transportation.
Wants to go, you know, not internationally yet. Let's stay in America to another state. So tell us, how does this look? People supposed to contact you if they have need for that?
Yes, it's called long distance ground transportation, which is really super popular right now because the airlines have restricted a number of new breeds that weren't restricted before. No one in the U.S. is taking any of the snub-nosed breeds. Any of our bulldogs can no longer fly on an aircraft in the United
States. Repeat that. That's amazing.
No snub-nosed breeds.
Snub-nosed?
French bulldogs, any of the dogs.
Cannot breathe.
They're considered snub-nosed. Bulldogs, boxers, there's a whole list of breeds now that the airlines won't take. So now people are having to transport them ground. So I'm getting requests to drive a dog to New York from Los Angeles across the country. And there are caravans of different pet shippers that are, you know, meeting halfway and doing it. And there's some of us that are going all the way. And my limit is 12 hours. I can do 12 hours.
That's
I just
lot.
Picked up a dog in Elko, Nevada. so what I do is I drive there and I get a hotel room and then I pick up the dog at about 6 or 7 a.m. and head out for a long distance drive. I can do 12 hours one way.
But still you need to stop, you need to feed the dog and go pee and
walks
poo and walk.
It's all that. So it's all that care. And my company, I do a lot of videos and photographs during the trip because I want the client to feel that it's very VIP, very one-on-one.
That's what you mentioned to me when we were waiting for the show, that you really can differentiate yourself from similar taxi-like businesses like Uber for dog or something. This is
not what we are talking
about. You really not only love what you do, and we'll talk about this because you have two dogs and three cats in your home too. So, but really you are devoted to even charitable causes. And we'll talk about it too. You are pairing people, you know, if they need to just have a dog or cat to give to somebody else because they cannot take care of them anymore. Or you just find the dogs who need a home and somehow, somewhere you have so many people knowing you and loving you. And you are the matchmaker in heaven.
Oh, God. I don't know about that, but thank you.
Yes, you are.
Well, what you're describing is the second half of my life.
But let's focus. Okay, so, we'll talk. Don't forget, because I can be scattered and Michelle could keep me.
We're all blondes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm trying to darken my blonde to be a little, you know, less blondie. But
it's okay.
It's okay. So, so 12 hours, that's the longest distance. And like you said, it's very smart because somebody needs to New York to send a dog or cat or whoever or elephant, hopefully not. But the fact is that they have people on the way that they pick up and they deliver. So it's easier for all of you to deliver dog this way. Then how costly something like that? Just range because everything is probably
We're talking
depends.
About VIP pet travel here.
Yes.
We're not combining any other pet owner's pets in our vehicles. There are companies that do take multiple pets. So they'll go to Vegas and they'll pick up two dogs. And then they'll go, you know, across the country. They start jogging around and picking up dogs. And they don't give you an exact time frame. They say, well, we'll deliver your dog in New York between this time. But it could be later and you're not getting that kind of, you know, one-on-one service. But the cost is much lower.
Okay.
And they're all in crates. And they are, again, there's nothing wrong with these companies. They're terrific. I actually refer to these companies, but that's the difference. If you are needing something low cost, that is there for you to buy. Our service is a little bit different. So, you know, again, for me to have one dog in the car, it frees me up to have the time
2 days minimum
to do the social media and text you and say, here's Spot. He's doing fantastic and he's licking my face. And, you know, and I'll stop, you know, we stop at Motel 6 overnight if I have to do an overnighter with a dog. And, you know, I let him sleep in the bed with me. I don't care. Because basically, this is really important for me to say is that.
What if they don't want to leave you and go to owner? I want to stay with them.
Yeah.
This is because we love from the first sight. I know. They were like, ay, ay, ay.
But no, it is. What I want to say is that, you know, I decided as someone new in this business, how could I differentiate this business from everybody else? And what would I want if I hired a pet transporter? I would want to feel totally comfortable and rest assured that my dog was so happy there and that was getting the same TLC that it got at home. And that is what I capitalized my business on. So I'm very communicative, and I say to people, you know what, if you don't want all these photos, it's fine. You don't have to have them. But you know, a lot of people are just overwhelmed. They're like, wow, this is so great to have that connection. And I tell people they can FaceTime me too. You can FaceTime with the dog.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, if we're in Wi-Fi, that's fine with me.
So you know, the range, because we are not talking just the cheapest and the most expensive. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter with description worldwide. But yeah, the most expensive one from your past, what was the contract?
Oh, dear.
And one dog be driven.
Well, I will say the most expensive, but to be honest with you, unfortunately, the dog passed away before we went through contract.
Okay.
So it was one of the reasons why I was going to be hired was the dog had cancer. So they had to do ground transport from Miami, Florida to Palm Springs, California.
Wow, that's long.
And we were in contract for $8,000 on that. To get the dog for what they ordered and what they wanted me to do and the types of hotels.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they didn't want me to drive over 8 hours a day and all that kind of stuff.
But imagine if the dog will
and
die
to be honest
in your
with, you know,
care. That would be
you
so
know what,
traumatic.
Alona, I am not happy that the dog passed away, but I am very grateful that it did not pass away in my hands.
Yes,
to have that mark on me, you know, I just, I'm grateful for that. That came as a referral from a friend of mine that this job, but, you know, there are different transporters. We're not really, and I'm part of an association called IPATA. It's the International Pet and Animal Transportation Association. We are not really allowed to discuss fees, but there is a range.
Yeah.
And usually people do, you know, anywhere from $1 a mile to $4 a mile. But it's so hard in LA to follow guidelines because, as you know,
everybody wants the deal.
5 miles can take you 1 hour and a half. So,
you know, in 20 minutes, no, 2.5 hours.
The bottom line is that, you know, I'm a boutique agency. We're not a big, you know, corporate entity. You know, I have myself and I have like 3 or 4 girls working for me. I try to clone myself and I always want to take the work. I like to work. So if someone calls me up and, you know, our rate is not working for them, I welcome them to tell me.
Yeah,
of course. You know, and say, is there any way you can help me out? And if I can, I will. And if I can't, I can refer you possibly to someone who can.
Wonderful. So if somebody right now listening to us, because we are on Facebook and people are watching us, so right away have a pen, or if you don't have a pen with you, remember that I will be posting links, the live ad, plus, of course, a link to our audio. And you can even download our show from LA Talk Radio. Go to Accent on Monday, and you will see all archives. And our show is on the top always, you know. And then you can scroll down and listen to 400 of them. But the first one, very important today, will be there. On Facebook, I also have information about both of our guests on Accent On and on my private Ilona Europa. But yes, it's not open to public, only to big group of people. So, but you are only 1 or 2, 3 different girls, so we cannot overload you. You need live life
yes,
to
please.
Sing. That's why I want to just play something, because this is the coolest things ever. I will play and then you will tell us a little bit about the song.
States of America. 3.9 million dogs enter these shelters nationwide every year. 35% get adopted. 26% are successfully returned to their owner. And 31%, approximately 1.2 million, are euthanized annually. This is unacceptable. We can change this. Find a home. Find a home.
So cool. So, so cool. Wonderful, wonderful. This song practically describes
so
you yeah, in the best way. And you are talking about the charitable aspect of your life. So if you can give us, we have 3 minutes before I move to Michelle's life. This song is amazing, but you devote the song.
Attribute that to Madonna, yes. But no, I was inspired.
Great job, Bob, too, because it was recorded with Bob.
The amazing engineering by Bob Weitz. Absolutely, I couldn't have done it without him. But yeah, I was inspired a few years back. I saw a meme on Facebook of a little chihuahua wrapped up in Dogue, and Monteo Montes, I believe his name is. I hope I'm not mispronouncing it. He did this Vogue cover with a dog, a chihuahua, and I saw it. It's a dog, and I was like, oh, I should do that with Madonna's song. And yeah, and it was 2 years in the making from start to finish. I mean, I didn't work on it all for 2 years, but I just had the idea and
I
through
really
my work.
I think if people listen to the song, and I post the link to the YouTube.
The video.
So I really think if somebody likes the audio, please contact Elisa. We have her website, which is
www.tailacab.com. I know I don't need to say the W's anymore. That's so old-fashioned.
No, that's okay. I think
tailacab.com.
So maybe, you know, if you need this song, you need to just have a radio podcast or something. If you want to really play and make this
it's free.
Yeah.
But yeah, the video is so much fun because it's so many different dogs that I transported and that I rescued.
We love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
We
love
you.
It's so nice of you to have me on.
Oh, of course. You know, you're doing so good job. Please, the last maybe few lines. If somebody has an issue, problem, life problem with the doggy, how can you help them to find another place? How this is probably the toughest thing.
Well, I think people need to try to do everything they can to rehome. I was saying earlier, there is a dog for everyone. Don't think your dog is too old or too sickly. I mean, you'd be very surprised. And with the advent of the internet and social media, you can post your dog and network your dog and find a home for your dog before turning into a shelter. Our shelters in Southern California are overcrowded. We have a crisis here. It's a serious crisis that many people are completely unaware of. So I think that there are always solutions. And if you're moving away, try to take your dog with you. I know it's expensive, but you know what? Everything happens for a reason, and your dog could be rehomed and be completely happy. And if they're not, then you can call me, and I can try to find the best home for it. I mean, do the best we can. We're completely busy all the time, but we're always welcoming new calls. And I talk to people on the phone all the time. Sometimes it's not always about money for me. I love to give advice. And if I have the time to talk to you and you have a question, you feel free to call me and I'll help any way I can.
How much we love her. Lisa Robert.
Yes, you said my name right. Thanks.
People know I can mess up, but that's easier.
No, not you, everyone.
So I love you so much for coming today. And I hope people will just listen over and over to the show and learn your website and pass around the name of your company, because everybody has dog, cat.
Yes.
Everybody has problem with transport, or the much more sad part that if we cannot take care of our own animals, you can help it too. So thank you.
Thank you. And if I can just say on YouTube, if you can just do a search for Dog Find a Home, then it will come up a little bit easier, because if you just put in Dog, you'll get Dog de Bordeaux and different dogs that are actually...
Spell it. Spell
Dog is just like the word Vogue, only with a D. So it's D-O-G-U-E, Find a Home. And if you punch that into YouTube, you'll see our rescue video. We call that our rescue video. And we got a lot of hits on there, but we're always looking for more. So.
Lovely. Michelle.
Yes.
Thank you for your friend introducing me to Lisa. So
fantastic.
You are tired, always so busy, always.
I'm
catching
always,
you.
I'm always tired.
But it's so cute because you are finding the time for coffee with me, and I just really appreciate. Sometimes on the 3 minutes, ahead, I'm like, hey, I'm there. I'm like, okay, I'm there too. Doesn't really matter. But we are trying to find the time to stay, in contact. Helps that we live very close to each other. But You are always, always singing. And I know that August is the craziest month right now coming. Yes. So you came from where and where you are going to?
Oh, where are you coming from?
What band you are representing?
Well, right now we're doing mostly the Mirage band.
Okay, so what is the configuration of Mirage?
It's a classic five-piece lineup of probably the most well-known version of Fleetwood Mac, which is with Christine McVie, Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, John McVie, and Mick Fleetwood, of course. And we're all playing a role, we're all playing a part, and it's... We've been together almost 4 years doing that. We did Belladonna for many, many years. With Lisa was involved in that. And, you know, it just we've just been so busy. And it love being busy. But it, like, comes in, like I'm sure Lisa's business, yeah. Lisa's business, too. All it comes nothing. In these, like, clusters. And then you're like, ah. And then when you have a week off, you're like, I don't know what to do with myself. You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. But sometimes what is the worst part of the business that you need to travel all the time and you are driving and sometimes big distances, sometimes you're flying and then driving and driving and flying.
Yes.
So and then you are singing and you have costume changes. Mm-hmm. You are amazing. Your costumes are so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, comparable with what Stevie Nicks has on a stage. And your show is bigger than life. You are playing to thousands.
Yeah, sometimes.
Thousands.
Sometimes.
So, obviously, you have also, like you mentioned, a smaller configuration that is a trio. Mm-hmm. And more acoustic. And I love always listening to you because you are then bringing music from different eras sometimes, and people can just ask you, oh, can you do this? Can you do this?
Yeah, and I get to play the bass.
Yeah, that's
amazing. Which in the Mirage band, I do not, but I love to play the bass. And
I want to play right away something of yours. We have Dreams, we have Rhiannon, and Silver Springs. Which one?
Whatever you want to play. I think they're all short clips. Whatever you
want
to play.
So I want
three. I'll leave it up to you.
Dreams. Your voice is so similar to Stevie Nicks, and it's amazing because when your show is happening, I saw you a few times in Vegas, in Canyon Clubs, in Life Under the Skies. You really are turning into like Stevie's soul because you become her in the bestest way that we can imagine.
Oh, thank you.
Not only your voice, your body movement is just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's like you must love her so much.
Yeah, I mean, she's legendary. She's an icon. I mean, she has influenced style, music, art. I mean, you know, she's iconic.
Her songwriting skills are so
But I just
amazing.
Wanted to say that on that last track, there was Lisa right there. You know, she's
the high notes.
Yeah,
cool.
We recorded that about 10 years ago.
Yes, we did. Oh, I think that was maybe a live show that we did.
Yes, I think it was at the Canyon.
Actually. I think it was. Yes. Yeah.
So beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. It's so weird because, you know, we worked.
I wish she played keyboards. She could be my Christine, she's working on it. I don't know.
Trying, but give me another 10
put
years.
Put your 10 fingers on it and pretend.
That's right.
The rest could be played, but your voice could be and look also. So, yes, you know, you had a chance to meet Stevie, meet you work with four Mick Fleetwood. So there was a very unusual time of your life that you were very, very close to branding and marketing that our company was doing for, yes, for this big star. So you got the closest that, that
I did.
Yeah, for so many years. You know, we lived not only you being on the stage and singing so beautifully, and you knowing Stevie Nicks or meeting her, and she was giving you blessing.
Yeah,
you know,
she was really nice to me. She was complimentary. She was joking with me. She told me I could take over anytime because she's about had it, you know. I mean, I'm still waiting for that phone call, but, you know.
I still want to put in the air one thing. I really, really believe that in Maui or Hawaii, somebody who has big restaurant and Mrs. Stevie Nicks singing there, because she's there a lot of time, but more for vacation.
Right.
Mick Fleetwood is living there. Somebody needs to bring your band and make you there like year round.
That would
attraction.
Be, I would love to be at Maui year round.
You know, I know.
That would be such a struggle.
I always was talking about this, you know, in the past, that you are the perfect band. Your band is the perfect band to fill the top of the roof of a very known restaurant there that everybody loves and knows and is devoted to Mick Fleetwood dream.
Yeah.
And but he cannot be there all the time, and his music needs to be alive, you know. But
they're back on tour. They're starting their Down Under tour. They're Australian.
If anybody has a restaurant in Maui or around and needs a band,
yeah, I'm here.
That is so great and sounds like Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks in many different configuration.
That's
from
right,
from 3-piece, 5-piece, or to whole band. You know, you can do it all. That would be fun. But if not there, we have you in a country, all the time in different places.
Right.
So the furthest trip, where was it?
Oh, we've been all the way, well, pretty much, well, continental United States, but all the way to the East Coast and every, you know, every direction that spokes out from it. We're coming up, we're going to do some shows in Arizona, and we've done Seattle, Oregon,
a big festival. See, I remember I was on one big show. There was LA, also with my daughter. And
was it Santa Clarita, maybe? We got that coming up.
That was a pretty amphitheater. There was big, lot of people.
And we Burbank all, Starlight Bowl.
Yes, that was a good show.
That's
but
fantastic.
What was also very amazing, how people respond to you and to your band singing.
Oh,
they really, really, I think, feel like they are in a concert with, you know, Fleetwood Mac. The songs, the quality of performance is so high. And I saw people just going crazy on the stage. And I don't believe that they will not want to come back, which I know they do, because you are booked so much. So people really coming back and having you as your own stars, you know. So
that's fun. We're really lucky. I mean, Stevie's fans are very, very loyal.
Yeah.
Extremely loyal. And
they cannot have her everywhere, but they can have you in so many places, which they do.
And they're kind. I mean, we did a show last night and, you know, a lot of people, you know, same people. We see a lot of the same people over again, and they come out and they bring their friends, and just the smiles on their faces, and just, you know, just seeing that we're doing something that makes people feel really good about.
Yeah. Because his live performance is so well done.
Yeah.
All the songs so many people loves, and their children loves, and grandchildren, the grandparents love this music. This is like 3 generations right
it's
now.
Multi-generational.
And it's growing, still growing, and forever will be, the music will be just so, so important for a lot of people. And we have you here in our studio, and we'll be playing Rihanna.
Oh, no, Rihanna, you cry, but then she's gone in your life.
we want more. We want a whole song. It's so good.
Thank you.
Oh, so I record a lot of songs with Bob, your husband, mm-hmm. and the studio is called Savoy Studio. You don't even know. I always call Savoy Studio.
Savoy Studios, that makes sense.
But if somebody wants to just have Bob as an engineer, he is just one of the amazing guys in the studio. And it's not only about his quality as an engineer, it's he is a teacher. He has this something about him. He likes to explain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
Likes to
be part of recording a studio a session. He loves harmonizing. So if somebody has a problem and wants to do unusual stuff, he's there always for singers. And that's why I was bringing so many young artists that I was developing to him, doing whole full albums. I think we did like four full albums with artists, and outside of recording of Natasha Mira, my daughter, which we play the songs that we recorded with Bob in his studio. Beautiful. So if people want to contact him because they like the way how we play, and I'll be playing my song with you in a moment, which was also recorded with Bob's studio. So how we can get to Bob?
Let's see. I think it's...
Through you?
Well,
you're the gate?
I'm the gatekeeper, yes. No, I think, let's see. Let me just look it up really quick.
Wow.
Because I never send him email.
I know.
Because he lives in the house with you.
It's okay. It's Bob, B-O-B, W-E-I-T-Z, at iCloud.com. And you can reach him there.
Wonderful. Of course, we can find Michelle on many websites on the Facebook. I have all these links on Accent On also, so people can get through his wife. And I'm sure you can have amazing quality of recordings in beautiful studio. And the guy is just so good. He's working right now for big studios, yes, also.
He works at Warner Brothers.
Yeah, so big studios.
He's
taking care of the biggest studios here in LA. So congratulations, Bob. We love you so much for everything. So I mentioned that we have this one cool song, Dance and Pray. And just, you know, you gave me snippets of your voice. And I was so thankful about that because it's just a throwback to 70s. So I wanted you to be present in something. And we still had a plan to record one duo ever. I don't know if ever will happen. But I love you for this song. And you are with me forever on Dance and Pray. So
love you.
Listen a little bit to it, and in the beginning and in the end, Michelle is there.
Love me, you love me. I gave you you break my heart?
Your voice is amazing.
No, that was your voice. That was hearing all
of
it.
Oh, I know. You know, we sense more session, but you know, you wind up, which is a beautiful addition to in and out. Your vocals with me takes over to different dimensions, but your voice is so characteristic.
That's what's so much fun about, you know, singing with other people, and you know, Lisa and I, we blend really, really well. And
you guys blend, too.
She didn't mention this, but I'm going to mention it. She's also in a fantastic band called Pretzel Logic.
Oh.
And it is a fantastic Steely Dan tribute. I mean, fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I saw Steely Dan at the Hollywood Bowl years ago. And I will go on the record as saying I thought her band was better. I mean, I'm not saying.
I know what you mean.
They were. Her band is so spot on.
I'm not the owner of the band, but I've been with the band for over 10 years now, and they're really amazingly talented.
Gosh, people, what else the girls are doing? Look at you. We all are maybe not the 30s years old, but life is so filled with so many wonderful things. And, you know, ladies, I'm saying life starts after 40, I think.
Yes.
And we have a proof that this star is practically on the road all the time and loved by thousands of people and fills the amphitheater and big Vegas hotels and places like that. You know, what hotels in Vegas you play for? I was there once.
Yeah, well, we play a lot of the big showrooms. I mean, do you want the names of them? We play at the Suncoast, and we play at most of the station casinos, the Green Valley, Sunset Station, Santa Fe Station, all those. And we play a lot at the Cannery. We're going to be playing a show on August 24th at the Cannery in Las Vegas in the big showroom with a fantastic Tom Petty called the Petty Shakers. So
that's lovely. You sometimes sing with them, too?
Yeah, we kind of do shows together, because, I mean, it makes sense. Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty, we do Stop Dragging My Heart Around and a couple other songs. What a life. It's fun. It is.
Dancing, from being also singer and singing in two bands right now, we found out. Mm-hmm. And first and foremost, you know, love for animals is just a big part of your life. Now you own your own company. The name is?
Tail a Cab Pet Transport.
If anybody needs Lisa, we can do it all. Girls, we can do it all. And life
is just
life. Beautiful. Yeah. So right now we have Silver Springs. Okay. So let's listen to
my favorite.
Thank you.
Yes, Michelko, we'll not forget you for sure. You sound of your voice.
Thank you.
And we love you. I love you. My daughter loves you. You are my new friend forever.
Thank you so much, Alona.
Just having you and hearing your beautiful description of how important the life is, and listening to life, animals' life, and listening to your dog song, everybody dog.
Little parody.
Full title, Dog.
Dog, Find a Home. It's just a little parody of Madonna's Vogue.
Yeah, but beautiful lyrics, beautiful lyrics.
It's a great video.
And great video. So we want people to go to see on YouTube the video. And again, the title is?
Dog, Find a Home.
Find a home. We need to add.
Like Vogue, yes. Strike Pose.
Or just go to Accent On and please check my post, or go to Lisa's website on Facebook, which is?
TailACab.com. Yes, if you do a search for Tail a Cab on Facebook or Instagram as well. I have a Tail a Cab Facebook.
Which is cool because you can see your cute faces of the dogs that you're taking care of.
You know, with permission, we post dogs that we transport, and just to explain what's happening and what we're doing, and people they get to see that and realize that they too can hire a professional pet transportation company and take that, you know, away from them, so they don't have the trouble to do that when they move.
So, and it's not about doggies, it's about cats, it's about
cat. No, we do dogs, cats. I've done guinea pigs and bearded dragons, and I did. Yes, it was so much fun. I housed a bearded dragon for 4 days in my home. Yeah, this is so funny. It's a testament to people who really love their pets, and they will fly a lizard across the country because they love it so much.
Because you cannot put them through airport.
They did go in cargo. And I've done two turtles this year as well. We picked up two turtles, and they were about this big, about 9 inches around.
So they think, why am I so fast?
Poor baby.
The poor
turtles. No, but they're packed correctly, you know, according to regulations. And they're, you know, and as soon as we get them, we put them in water and we give them a basking light and everything they need. So I have to read up on these things and find out what can I do to make them comfortable. Yeah.
TV and something, maybe.
Well, again,
disco,
you know,
lights.
If you don't know anything, you can Google anything nowadays,
yes,
and figure it out. You know, if you have half a brain and you know, there isn't anyone to hold your hand or teach you how to do this job. You have to just go explore and figure it out.
Yeah, self-discovery and, you know, self-educational.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to have this need for that. But that's why you devote so much of your soul to what you do. And you are beautiful again. We are so excited to know each other. And I hope people love our show for today, because we gave people beautiful music, beautiful information. And hopefully so many fans will just jump to your website. Which website is the best for you?
Our official website is miragetribute.com or belladonna-music.com, and our schedules are right up there, and videos and all kinds of fun stuff. So
wonderful. Thank you for today.
Thank you.
For right now,
thank
I will
so
maybe
much.
Play. Maybe I will play Natasha Mira calling out to me, which obviously also was recorded in Bab's studio. And Dan Solovitz, we love you for everything what you do to our song. And Dance and Pray also was arranged by you, and calling out to me, Natasha's song. Was arranged by Dan Solovitz, and the song with Michelle guitars were done by Jeff Floro, who his show is coming, I think, 1 hour after my show. It was the hottest show about guitars. So I love you, Jeff, for everything too. And for right now, Natasha Mira calling out to me.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I want to be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what land and sea. I've never thought imagine who I'm gonna be.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.